fighting for America.
Last year was the best job growth we had seen since the 1990s. The unemployment rate's now dropped to 5.6%. We've seen manufacturing come back. We have cut our deficits. Gas prices have dropped.
Fighting for Idaho.
Government is already too big. The deficit has gone from $10 trillion to $18. $18 trillion in the amount of time he's been there. But it's not enough. It's not enough.
Fighting for you.
But if we nominate another candidate in that mold, the same people who stayed home in 08 and 12 will stay home in 2016, and the Democrats will win again.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com, and we are getting ready for the president's big arrival here in the Treasure Valley. Of course, the State of the Union is tonight. Many people are pumped up about this. Look, anytime that we can get some national attention, political attention to the Treasure Valley, to our state, I think it's a good thing. I am kind of perplexed by a few stories. I was watching the news last night, and maybe I could cut down my blood pressure medication to one pill a day if I didn't watch the news. And you're going to say, well, Kevin, I say the same thing about listening to your program. I say the same thing about listening to you. I need to get off the blood pressure medicine and cut down my sodium and drink more water because of you, Kay Millie. And I was watching the Dr. King moment here in the Treasure Valley. And we had people talking about injustice and really taking King's message and using it for their own agenda. I love how everybody all of a sudden equates the civil rights movement, where you had people beaten, jailed, killed because of the color of their skin, because they wanted to sit at a lunch table. You're equating that to the movement here to add the words or to gay rights. Now, I don't know of anybody that I know of that has faced a Bull Connor, that has faced a rabid German Shepherd, that has faced the water hoses. They actually have a museum of that in Birmingham, Alabama, where you have guards with dogs and water hoses going after black people. Civil Rights Museum, you have that one, another one in Memphis as well. And equating King to the modern day debate over gay rights, add the word same-sex marriage. If you ask civil rights leaders, they will tell you two different stories. I got into a debate with a friend of mine about it yesterday. Two different stories. And yet you had, for a lack of a better term, the ignorance being permeated in this King march yesterday, where they're talking about Idaho being a bad place. You want to be racially intolerant? Go to Chicago. Racial intolerance? Go to Detroit. Go to some of these places in California, where if you're like Kevin Miller, pigmentally challenged, you'll be attacked. To Walt in Nampa with good old K. Millie at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
You're
living the dream.
I'm dreaming of a Papa John's. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe in the spirit of welcoming our leader and to show him how we really feel about him, I think the women should show up wearing burqas and have their faces covered. The men should wrap rags around their head, put on their sandals, put on a rock, walk around in the barnyard, and then go down and greet him. That way he'll feel at home. And he will feel that he's come to a place where people understand him.
You think it's a mistake for the governor not to greet him?
No. Right, let's be serious. This guy, anyway, I can't really say over the air what I really think about this whole thing.
Well, thankfully, because there are a lot of issues. Not only the normalcy, the FCC standards, but we have the Uber government standards as well.
My question is, why is he coming here? What is he going to think he's going to accomplish?
Oh, I have a huge, huge idea why he's coming here.
Well, lay it out for us.
Mm, I think I'm going to save it. I'll reveal it by tomorrow, but I am, and I'll write about it. And look, do me a solid. You got the internet at home?
Yes.
All right. Do me a solid this afternoon. I want you to read the article I'm going to write called Obama's Idaho, and it will reveal it to you. And you and I can talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
I'm not sitting there playing along. I do believe that the president has an agenda that will change the face of Idaho. And I don't want to reveal too much, but I think Idaho plays into his plans.
Well, about the only thing I can think of here that he'd be interested in is the research lab out here and his business of bringing nuclear material in. I noticed this morning on their news there was a blurb that said now if you want to visit the lab, you have to show up with a government-approved ID, like a passport or some sort of security clearance.
Well, right. You can't use your driver's license anymore. And here's the other thing. Don't you think it's odd that the governor, and if it hadn't been for former governors Batt and Andrus, would have gotten away with bringing in the nuclear plutonium, violating the agreement, and then the president comes a week later? You don't think that's related?
Sounds, you know, he does a lot of things like this, which
but I mean,
tend to want to tie together.
Right, right. But, you know, nobody asks these questions. All we get is, hello, President Obama's coming to town. Isn't this great? Okay.
Yeah.
He's not coming to wave the blue flag. He's coming here to you know, well, maybe, and I'll tease my Obama's Idaho article. Maybe it has to do with Yucca Mountain. I don't know. Maybe we're going to be the new nuclear waste capital of the country.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but, you know, this stuff has got to be stored somewhere, and we've got it piling up all over the country.
Why not Idaho?
Well, we got a lot of range land out here. It's not doing anything.
Yeah, I got a lot of aquifers, too.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But the question is, a lot of this land, we can't drill on it. We can't do anything with it.
Kind of excited about glowing in the dark in the middle of the night. I'll save all my electricity bills.
That I would come down to see.
Now, hope and change. That's right. That's where it is, right there.
Yeah. Hey, have a good day, guy.
God bless. Walt in Nampa joining us, getting a belly laugh out of him. If you're just tuning in, it is 7:12, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. We're yapping about the president coming to town, and I will tell you this, and this is what I'm going to do, and I hate this, but it's the way of the world. If you want to know why the president is coming here, I'll have it up by noon today, Obama's Idaho at 580kido.com. And we'll talk about it tomorrow, and we invite everybody to come in. Now, Pat from Middleton is coming in, Patriot Ray's coming in, but we can't just say Obama stinks. There has to be an entertainment value. Maybe some signs. Maybe you can wear your K-Milly Militia shirts to show the president that he's in K-Milly country. Now, that is a little gratuitous, but... you know, again, we're taking your thoughts here at 580-5436. I think there has to be a message, and I do think that, you know, somebody should be there to greet him. I haven't been asked to greet him. I don't think John Bujak has been asked to greet him. I don't know who's going to greet the president when he arrives here. Is he just going to kind of show up? Hi, everybody. Terry in State College, Pennsylvania, with Kay Milley at 580-KIDO.
Good morning, Kay Milley. How are you?
I am with you all the way.
I have another idea. Are we ready for this other idea?
Sure.
We fall in behind Louisiana as far as minimum wage goes. Only Louisiana beats us to the bottom of the barrel. So maybe he's going to come push his socialist agenda, you know, tax the rich, send everybody to school for 2 years free as long as you join his workforce, and minimum wage. We've got to take you up to what?
Didn't Clinton do that with the AmeriCorps? Wasn't that the original Clinton proposal? Look at this administration. It's basically Clinton, but he succeeded, that if you did 2 years in AmeriCorps, like the Peace Corps, you'd get college for free or something like that.
Well, let's remember, though, that program is still functioning. It's just something that the media absolutely never talks about. So we've got a foundation already established for Mr. Obama to work off of, don't we?
Right.
Right. Kevin, you have a great day, and you keep up the good one.
God bless.
Thanks.
All right, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. We're joined now by our friend Dan Gaynor of the Media Research Center. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. I apologize for operator error. I left my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Look, we're disturbed here, and look, you have people here in the Treasure Valley, so we can't give you a hard time.
Yes, you can. That was stupid on my part. But yes, I do have people out there, and I particularly want to say hi to my niece Laria, who just had really nasty surgery. So on her shoulder. So I hope she's awake and not drugged out.
Hope she's doing well. So
yeah, she seems to be. She's got good attitude.
And we have to have a good attitude. I don't know how we can, but we have to. We have to make it through the day here. Media Research Center, and certainly your thoughts on the glowing coverage that we're going to have from the great one tonight from the State of the Union.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like anticipating what coverage the New England Patriots get before a big game. I mean, it's going to be positive ahead of time. The media love them. Well, the media adore Obama. And so they already like, he's going to raise taxes. Oh, well, that's good. Obama is a walking, talking liberal stereotype. He's, he's never met a government program he didn't like, except for the military. And, he has no concept of ever cutting one penny from big government. Naturally, the American media adore that. He won't stand up. Even what I would say is the most embarrassing item, not just of his presidency, but maybe of any, which is the Sweet Baby James doctrine, the sending James Taylor over to France. Hey, France, Islamic terrorists just killed 17 people in your country. I guess we're just going to have to play you a song. And it's not even a current song. We didn't send Beyonce. I mean, at least you didn't get star power. No, you got somebody who hasn't had a hit song, since the 1980s. So I'm pretty sure that they're gonna be singing his praises, not just on MSNBC, but on all the other networks too.
I love it. You've got a friend. Beyonce, I'm sure would have turned some heads. More coming up with our friend.
Well, especially with the French.
Yeah. More coming up with our friend Dan Gaynor next from the Media Research Center. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
The president will be in Boise the day after the State of the Union address. KIDO will cover his speech live Wednesday afternoon on 580 KIDO. 580KIDO.com.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Today's NASCAR driver, Brad Keselowski. When you hear Brad Keselowski between now and 9 o'clock, be caller 10 to register for that trip to go to the Daytona 500. Dan Gaynor with us once again from the Media Research Center. Kevin Miller in the Morning. So, Dan, we've got the president coming here historically to the Treasure Valley Wednesday, and nobody's asking why except us. Is this just the new standard with journalism? Hey, be happy he's here.
Well, I mean, the president roaming around, promoting his tax and spend agenda is not unusual. It's just unusual that usually they pick places like Elkhart, Indiana. If you remember back when the economy was bad, they picked Elkhart. The president went to Elkhart a couple times because it was a place that was in particular bad economic straits. I don't really see what he's promoting, but I imagine you'll find out that, or it's just trying to, he hasn't been to all 50 states yet, wants to check one off his list.
Apparently, and it's just that nobody seems to be asking why. I have a good idea why he's here, and I don't think it's going to be good for us. I don't think he comes out here without making a statement relevant to the region. He usually does that, but...
So, let me guess, because we haven't talked about this.
Right.
Would it involve taking some land and making it into a park so that the state has no access to it?
You've kind of ruined my tease for my blog later, but I would say you and I are on the same page on that one.
Well, I mean, this is, if you look, certain states, I think it's New Mexico. I think that's one. So a couple states, they have almost no land. It's not federal land. So
sure. Nevada.
Nevada. Thank you. You can just keep expanding the federal footprint. Well, this is something that cost Obama nothing. He just takes state land and makes it his own.
Yeah, you can kind of stop on that because you're ruining my blog for later on in the day, and it's all about blogs.
Sorry. So this is what happens when you don't coordinate. But clearly we're of like minds on this, and that, then he gets called an environmental hero.
Exactly, and he gets called a lot of other things by people here, but I don't think that he cares. So.
But I think he doesn't care because he probably gets called those things anyhow.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. They go, well, you know, he's going to care. He doesn't care. I mean, when you stand up to Putin and talk to China, talking to anybody from any place, I mean, you talk about destroying your perspective on life. Be the president of the United States, I would imagine.
Well, the problem, I mean, clearly he lives in a bubble.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's even liberal outlets claim this. Now, New Republic did a real nice piece on Valerie Jarrett, who's essentially the president of the United States, and Obama is just sort of the voice of the president of the United States. But the only people he listens to are Valerie Jarrett, Eric Holder, and Michelle Obama.
Right.
Well, that is a very liberal bubble. That has nothing that doesn't include anybody who ever disagrees with him. The number one problem with people in power, and I've dealt with a lot of them in this job, and I'm not one, and I'm not sure I ever want to be one, but is that no one tells them no. You've got members of Congress running around Washington doing all sorts of dumb stuff because no one in their staff will dare to tell them no. Nobody will just say, Mr. or Mrs. Congressman, that's really just a dumb idea. And, you're kidding.
Right.
You think so? But people would rather have their jobs and then do their jobs.
Well, again, it's kind of tough when everybody's telling you how wonderful and they're deferential to you that you care what other people think.
And I mean, that's the essence of journalism, too. If you're a journalist, look at Cheryl Atkinson. Cheryl Atkinson is no longer at CBS. Cheryl Atkinson asked tough questions of the Obama administration. She had asked tough questions about the Bush administration before that, but see, that's okay. They've got an R after their name. When you ask tough questions about a administration's got a D after their name, then your own network throws you under the bus, and you're not working for them anymore. And ABC and NBC don't race to the phones to call you to hire you. That is the power of lefties in the media. They don't want to ask the tough questions. And so the same will go after tonight's State of the Union. Same will go leading up to that. I mean, look how quickly the fact that Obama won't even call Islamic terrorism, how that goes away is an issue. Because the media take their cues from the left, take their cues from the administration in a way that they never would from the right or from Republicans. And the two not being the same, for the record.
Well, and my favorite is that, Dan, everybody is, you know, the president's wonderful, the economy. No one's challenged these bogus unemployment numbers. The standard of living has gone down. And yet everybody, it's all wonderful. He's lowered gas prices. He's back on the bandwagon. He's going to raise taxes on the rich. He's found his voice. And I'm thinking he has no way of leveraging these things.
Well, and I mean, the media went through 8 years of complaining about the imperial presidency of George Bush.
Right.
The Obama administration is so much more imperial than the Bush administration, and they don't complain about it because they agree with it. That's the thing. The GOP now controls both houses of Congress. Will they compromise? Where is the article? Where are the stories talking about Obama compromising? Obama's definition of compromise is you do what I tell you, or I'll shut down the government.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, the GOP could pass a budget tomorrow that includes every single thing, funds Obamacare, funds his insane and illegal immigration plans, etc. But if they cut money out of, let's say NPR, PBS, or Center for Public Broadcasting, just that one, just a few $100 million, he'd veto it. And then we're left with a situation where the GOP either passes the budget or the government gets shut down. Now, the GOP not being made up of people like me,
right,
bows to that. And, I'm the opinion – I drove to work yesterday on Martin Luther King Day, and traffic was pretty nice because there's a whole bunch of people who work in Washington who aren't what we call essential. So we have a federal holiday,
right,
or a snow day. They don't work, and so be it. But that's not how D.C. works. D.C., nobody wants to stand up to Obama. Nobody wants to say, we've got this prearranged. We've looked it up, and here's our budget. We're going to pass it this way. And here's the budget we're going to pass tomorrow if you don't agree to this budget. And the budget we're going to pass tomorrow or next Monday, let's say, will have $10 billion less in it. And, you know, you don't have to pass that budget, but the budget we pass the following week will have $10 billion less. And we will never negotiate back from that point. So if you want to close the government from now until the next election, you can go ahead. Or you can pass our budget. Sign it. Go right ahead. But, you know, that's the way it is. And we've got the power of the purse string and, you know, let the American public decide.
Let me hit you with this real quick here at 580KIDO. Dan Gaynor from the Reedy Research Center. How bogus are the Sunday news shows anymore when it comes to grilling people? I mean, if you're a Republican...
They're bogus, but here's the real reason. Is they're bogus because everybody's realized they don't need the Sunday news shows. They don't sit for a 30-minute interview. They sit for a 5-minute interview. And no person, Edward Murrow, Walter Cronkite, nobody can interview you and skewer you in 5 minutes. Anybody can dodge for that long. So they're of no consequence except they're an exercise in ego for inside the Beltway people.
Well,
nothing of consequence ever happens.
I got to hit you with this though, quickly, Dan. Poor little Mike Huckabee. He said that campaigning against women are different than campaigning against men, and Martha Raddatz just took him to town for being a sexist.
Right, but see, he let her do that. You know, it's like we need more. Everybody, Newt Gingrich needs to run a boot camp for Republicans who are running for president. Here's how you deal with the media.
Right.
And you don't try to negotiate with them. You punch them in the mouth, not literally, but figuratively. You stand up and say, Martha, you're completely and utterly wrong. People are different. You're different. You have different motivations. I have motivations. What I can say to a woman in a campaign versus what I can say to a man is different. Welcome to the real world. Now just let's move on. And, you know, I mean, you cannot allow the press to dictate what they do. And unfortunately, I bet Wright's previous, from the look of things, is going to allow way too much major media involvement in the GOP debates. And, you know, it's unconscionable. It just is.
Dan Gaynor, when are you coming out to visit? If Obama can come here, why can't you?
Obama doesn't have to work as hard as I do. But if I do, man, believe me, you'll be seeing me.
We appreciate it, sir. You have a good day.
You do the same. Thanks again.
All right. Our great friend Dan Gaynor with us at 580KIDO. Coming up, let's talk a little bit about the King holiday and the Idaho reaction to Dr. King. Are things as bad as some people purport? I'll explain next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
It is good to see all of you.
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president.
I miss all you guys.
We don't get that opportunity very often.
Thank you very much, OFA. I love you guys.
Coming. Your city.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along. Well, we flew through Cincinnati.
741, still remember those folks at the Idaho Center. The Idaho Center Amphitheater, big and rich. Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. And you've heard us talk about giving away an opportunity to go see the Daytona 500 on Fox. Can't believe it's almost NASCAR season, the Super Bowl, the Patriots versus the Seahawks. All these things going on here. And I'm thinking to myself, can't wait for NASCAR. And we've told you who the driver is. And I'll tell you a hint right now. The driver of the day is Brad Keselowski. And when you hear me give you the cue to call, which will be me going, be caller number 10 at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and you're going to be entered into an opportunity to win tickets to the Daytona 500, courtesy of MCA Nashville and 580-KIDO, and we'll be doing that throughout. By the way, you can also join our all-access club where you get tickets and prizes and games and everything else. So again, keep it here or join the All Access Club.
Hi, this is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Miller Lite Ford.
There we have it. Brad Keselowski, our guy. We go to Brian in Meridian with Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm living the dream. Are you excited about the president coming to town?
Well, we've got a first thing is traffic on the connector from Curtis all the way into town is pretty slow, just to let everybody know that. And the other thing about the president coming to town, I find it highly ironic that there's a possibility that a person, that being Nagme Abedini, is seeking the attention of one man who is oppressing a country to free a man being oppressed by a country. And that's just an irony. I hope.
Well, do you blame her? I mean, here you have this young lady that courageously is fighting the fight for her kids and her family, and here's a guy that could make a difference. We'll just call him Mr. Wonderful, and we'd like Mr. Wonderful to meet Mrs. Abedini.
I agree. I'm 100% behind Mrs. Abedini to be with the president. I just found it ironic that, you know, it seems that it's going to take one man who's oppressing a nation to free a man who's being oppressed by a nation. That's all.
Great point. Maybe we'll see you around tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Okay. That's a kind of an invitation, non-invitation, if you're just tuning in. Here at 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you. And like I said, we are having our pre-presidential party tomorrow. We would love you to stop in during the morning show, usually around 6. It ends at 9. Now, we'll be talking to some guests here, but we're going to have you in. But you got to be entertaining. You know, I get very frustrated when people just say, Obama stinks, Obama stinks, Obama stinks. We've got to have some panache. We're better than that, right? We're more creative. TPB, KM, 580, KIDO.
Oh, KM, how are you this morning? You're really rolling, aren't you?
Now, look, just because I'm a fatty doesn't mean I'm rolling all the time.
I didn't mean it in that sense.
I'm getting a little defensive about being a fatty here.
You know, I'll tell you, I don't believe that any message the president is bringing to Idaho will make a difference unless he's going to talk about getting Pastor Saeed released. The president's a lame duck who had most of his teeth removed when the Republicans took control of the Senate. All he's got now is his pen, his phone, and his usual rhetoric, and his agenda hasn't changed since he was elected in 2008. Here's a president who succeeded in lowering the stature of our country around the world, redistributing our wealth, increasing our welfare rolls, increasing the cost of medical insurance, reducing the labor participation rate, increasing the debt by $8 trillion, and reducing the income for middle class.
Hold on. That's enough out of you. Let's get the other side of the perspective.
Well, it's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
Yeah, you're out of touch here, buddy.
You know, it's called opportunity. Let him keep knocking. I don't want to open the door, to be very honest. You know, the only other president that has a track record even close to his is Jimmy Carter. I have no doubt that you're right. He's going to be coming here to appease the environmentalists, and he'll probably talk about the Boulder White Cloud.
Now, hey.
Yeah, I know.
Now, don't sit there and blow my exclusive on my show you are. I had it before anybody else, and Dan Gaynor let it out a little, so don't sit here and sit there and tell everybody now. They don't have to read the blog then.
Do you really believe that making the Boulder White
Cloud... Hey, okay, Bob, you got to go. Thanks for the call. I gave him a warning. It's going to be in the blog, Obama's Idaho. Can't give it away. Can't give it away, folks. But you can read it at Obama's Idaho. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we've seen this all the time, the public service announcements about texting while driving, which we certainly don't want anybody to do that. But what about eating while driving? Have you ever seen anybody trying to inhale a Whopper? What's that? Oh, Kevin Miller, you resemble that comment? Huh. What should happen should you be cited for that? Well, coming up, we'll tell you a story of a man who was cited because he had a Whopper while driving. Your reaction to that and much more next. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO, 747.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. We go to Jim in Star.
Yeehaw!
Good morning,
Jim.
How
you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Hey, I haven't seen you be so protective over something like this in a long time. That story you're going to put out later today, that's like your little baby.
Well, here's the deal. And I love TPB, but this is the people's house. And if I wanted to reveal what I was going to say, and we had the guy from the MRC kind of allude to it, but he didn't get specific. And when I kindly ask someone, not once, but twice, but three times, to respect the integrity, what little I have, then I want them to keep it that way. I mean, this is a business, and my business is to entertain you and such, and I get TPB. He has a lot of passion. He is a true believer. He dedicates a lot of his time to it, and I understand that. That's just how it is. It's nothing personal. It's just, you know, it'd be like me coming to your house and, you know, going into your refrigerator, and then you'd ask me not to, and I go into your refrigerator again and again.
Hey, I think that's really happened.
You would like that to happen.
Hey, you know Tea Party Bob's at home right now, totally crying, going, Judy, call him, I'm mad. But hey, listen, really, what, tomorrow, are you going to organize the militia in studio, or are we going to do this like at the event?
Now, those of you that don't know my history with the president, you can Google Kevin Miller Obama, and that's why I'm in Idaho. It's no joke. Number one. Number two, I'm going to stay right here within the warm, cozy confines of the studio. So if people would like to have a pre-presidential party, I'm not even going to call it a protest, a pre-presidential party. You're more than welcome to come in, but you must give me an email, and I can't have 5 hours of Obama stinks. It's got to be worthwhile. It's got to be entertaining. It's got to have some panache.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that, and you know I'll bring it if I come in there, but I really think you ought to reconsider, man. I think you need the group. I'll make a bunch of signs today and bring them for the guys, and they'll be borderline okay for the show. They will, you know, they'll be somewhat family friendly. There will not be any curse words, but we need to let Obama know that Idaho doesn't want him here. We don't believe anything he says, and that he should go somewhere that's more Muslim friendly, because this is not a place for Obama to be hanging out.
Right.
You know. That's just how I feel about it.
What do you mean?
I
it's not a place. He's the president. Right, wait a minute. He's the president of the United States.
Yep. He does hold that office. He sure does.
So but he's
I
welcome.
I don't have to respect him. I can respect the office, but I don't respect him a bit.
He's welcome everywhere.
No, he's not. He's not welcome anywhere near me. But hey, listen.
Now wait a minute. So if he was if he was in Star, Idaho.
Yep.
You wouldn't invite him into your house.
Oh, but no invitation whatsoever. And definitely, if I ever did invite him in, I definitely wouldn't allow his wife in. She would be a no 100 times over. But, hey, I used to live in a place called Yorba Linda, California. I got close enough.
Oh, you're not one of those California people.
Yep. I got close enough to Bill Clinton, Bill and Hillary. And when they looked over at me and my buddy Larry looked at them, and we both gave them the big thumbs down. So I know a lot of people don't have the guts to say what they really feel, but I do.
I waved to Bill Clinton once. He waved back, or at least that's how I remember it.
Clinton waved back to you?
Well, he was kind of a lonely guy, but, you know.
I know what he probably said to you. Hey, Kevin, you got any ladies for me?
Wow.
You know what? Here, I got something else for you to write about today, okay?
Sure.
Instead of writing about this guy that got busted for eating a hamburger while he was driving in his car, you should write K. Millie's tips on the 10 best foods to eat while driving. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying. We'll be seeing you.
See you, buddy.
There we have it. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, well, the other side of Add the Words. We'll talk a little bit about that. By the way, you can vote on our website whether or not Idaho should add the words. Your thoughts on that. Currently now, most people think that we should add the words. More on the Dr. King message yesterday. By the way, is it okay if we had some city services? I know some people had their trash yesterday. Now, I don't want to out this city that I live in, Star, but they picked up the trash yesterday. I'm the only person in the neighborhood. I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm the only person in the neighborhood that didn't put their trash out because I thought that it was a holiday. But they picked up the trash there in Star. I'm just saying. Maybe we'll have a protest march about that. 758-29 in Caldwell at 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on. 759, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Coming up, is there any opposition to adding the words? And much more on the president coming to town, the State of the Union. Maybe he'll mention Idaho in it. And we are still hoping and praying, asking for your prayers, that the president meet with Nagmeh Abedini. Kevin Miller with you here. Keep the faith. Drive on. Another hour next. Stay with us.